With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden was the commencement speaker at West Point Saturday, telling military cadets they were becoming members of the most honorable and the most consequential fighting force in the history of the world.
Thanks to the U.S. Armed Forces, we're doing what only America can do. As the indispensable nation, the world's only superpower, and the leading democracy in the world, never forget America is the strongest when we lead not only by our example of our power, but by the power of our example. You can clap for that.
Meanwhile, former President Trump told the annual Libertarian Party convention how he sees the military.
We believe that the job of the United States military is not to wage endless regime change wars around the globe, senseless wars. The job of the United States military is to defend America from attack and invasion here at home.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden's popularity continues to tank.
The Real Clear Politics presidential job approval poll for Friday shows that 39.9% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's job performance. 56% disapprove. That's a 16% decline from the most recent polling. Taken between April 19th and May 23rd, the poll finds Mr. Biden's approval declining on issues of the economy, foreign policy, crime, inflation, immigration, and the direction of the country. At this point in his presidency, President Biden is polling well below the approval rating of his three most recent predecessors. On May 24th, in the fourth years of each presidency, President Trump held a 44% rating, President Obama was at 48%, and President Bush held at 45%. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A record was broken ahead of Memorial Day for the number of airline travelers screened at U.S. airports. TSA says more than 2.9 million travelers were screened on Friday alone. This is SRN News. A legal win for a Christian teacher.
Jessica Tapia was fired by California's Jurupa Valley High School because she refused to use transgender pronouns for her students or agree to keep their so-called gender transitions a secret from their parents. Tapia filed suit with the help of Advocates for Faith and Freedom, and now the school district has agreed to pay $360,000 to settle the matter out of court. A statement from AFF says, quote, "Religious freedom is protected no matter what your job." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Korea has a sizable Christian population, but young people are increasingly being drawn to Buddhism due to social media-savvy influencers. In 2021, just 22% of South Koreans in their 20s identified as religious, compared to 45% in 2004, and Buddhist influencers are seeking to take advantage of that spiritual vacuum. This is SRN News. The EPA is warning cyber attacks against water utilities around the U.S. are becoming more frequent and more severe.
The agency has issued an alert urging water systems to take immediate actions to protect the nation's drinking water. The EPA said about 70% of utilities inspected by federal officials over the past year violated standards meant to protect against cyber attacks. They cited basic errors such as failing to change default passwords or cut off system access to former employees. The EPA says nations including Russia, China, and Iran are actively seeking the ability to disable critical U.S. infrastructure. John Scott reporting.
As more Americans pay closer attention to their spending as inflation cuts into household budgets, Target says they're cutting prices on as many as 5,000 food, beverage, and household essential items in a bid to keep their customers. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.